months of fighting in Ukraine. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. It's also Independence Day there today. President Vladimir Zelensky says the country was reborn when Russia invaded. President Biden is congratulating Ukrainians on what he calls a bittersweet Independence Day, also announcing more military aid.
The latest tranche of security assistance totals nearly $3 billion in weapons and equipment intended to enhance Ukraine's air defense systems, artillery systems, and counter-unmanned aerial systems.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Still no details announced yet, but President Biden's expected to announce today some federal student loan forgiveness, reportedly considering $10,000 in debt erased for borrowers making under $125,000 a year. Student loan forgiveness was one of his campaign promises. Old blood and new blood in Florida. Congressman Charlie Crist, a former governor as a Republican, wins the Democrats' nomination to take on current Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. He had no challengers and spoke to reporters.
By you coming out in full force this November, we will send a message to this man in the White House that we are fighting back against his destructive policies, and Florida will be the vanguard of freedom in this country.
Governor DeSantis with supporters there. Congressman Crist calls him abusive, dangerous, and a bully.
Those who support the governor should stay with him and vote for him, and I don't want your vote. If you have that hate in your heart, keep it there.
Congresswoman Val Demings wins the Democrats' nomination to face Senator Marco Rubio in Florida. The Democrats' primary for her House seat is won by Maxwell Alejandro Frost. He's a gun control activist, 25 years old, the minimum age to serve in the House. He beat out some veteran Florida politicians. Landing in Bulgaria today, 17-year-old Mac Rutherford. He's the youngest person to fly around the world alone. He's Belgian-British and made lots of stops in his ultralight plane starting the trip 5 months ago. His 19-year-old sister flew that same plane around the world on a trip that ended in January. America's listening to Fox News.
The global economic group headed by China and Russia, called BRICS, is dedicated to challenging the dollar. This means the dollar will be further damaged, and along with it, the purchasing power of Americans. This is Stephen K. Bennett. I want to remind you that you can still protect your hard-earned savings from world events. How? By diversifying your 401k or IRA out of paper assets and into physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To claim your free info kit on gold IRAs, simply text the word PROTECT to 989898. It's critical you get this information before the dollar is further eroded and you lose even more of your hard-earned money. So text PROTECT to the number 989898. That's PROTECT to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold. There's no obligation or purchase required. Take action today.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Here's the news in 60 seconds from YumaDailyNews.com. State and local officials have been reminding people living in Arizona to watch closely for school buses that are loading and unloading children now that school is back in session. ADOT has estimated that drivers ignore that sign around 13,000 times a year, which is a $250 fine. More info, YumaDailyNews.com. A man from Phoenix has been charged with robbing 10 stores in Southern California and Arizona before accidentally shooting himself. It happened during a high-speed chase from the feds. The man stole about $7,000 and could face up to 20 years in prison. Read more about the incident at YumaDailyNews.com. Yuma County has been acknowledging its election staff. The graduating class of 85 election professionals totals to 1,420. The director of the center says how this is an outstanding accomplishment. Read more about the graduating class, YumaDailyNews.com. Follow us on Facebook at Yuma Daily News for the latest local and state news in Yuma and in Arizona. That's news for now. I'm Kendra White.
The Kitchen for Evers. Back in 1 minute with your food chain question of the day.
You can earn a substantial income by farming for the city. All you need to do is take your crop to market and win the competition for the consumer dollars. There is a well-proven strategy for winning this competition. You will find it embedded in MetroFarm, the guide to growing in or near the city for the city.
Northland Dairy News, Paul Watton.
What a book. It's obvious MetroFarm was not written by someone sitting in an ivory tower. It comes from the trenches, from the school of hard knocks. A superb job.
Ag reporter Nancy Barr. MetroFarm addresses just about every issue involved in planning, planting, growing, harvesting, packaging, transporting, and marketing of a crop.
Before you plant your seeds, pick up a copy of the Ben Franklin Book of the Year award-winning Metro Farm. Then plant your seeds and win the dollies. MetroFarm.com. MetroFarm.com. MetroFarm.com.
They are called forever chemicals because they seemingly last forever. They are in our kitchens. And researchers at USC claim that those exposed to forever chemicals on household items like non-stick frying pans are 4.5 times more likely to develop liver cancer. Though the Environmental Protection Agency recently cut the acceptable levels of forever chemicals, such as perfluorooctane sulfate, by 99%, some experts fear the damage has already been done. Question: do you think your kitchen is or is not likely to harbor forever chemicals?
Phoenix has the highest inflation rate in the nation. Our families are paying more than the rest of the country for almost everything we buy. And what did Senator Mark Kelly just do? Senator Kelly voted for a huge tax increase, hitting just about everyone. Hundreds of billions of dollars in new taxes, raising utility bills, crushing manufacturing and small businesses, and burdening low and middle-income families, including those making less than $10,000 a year. Arizona families are paying some of the highest prices in the nation, with costs driven up by President Joe Biden and Senator Kelly's reckless spending. And Senator Mark Kelly's tax hikes will make families pay even more. Call Senator Mark Kelly at 202-224-2235 and tell him to support S-4589, the Family and Community Inflation Relief Act. Tell Senator Mark Kelly, stop raising taxes and give families a break. A tax break. Paid for by One Nation. OneNationAmerica.org.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves. It's their whole family, and it brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Chamber Chatterley, the good stuff from the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and of course we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. Everything going good?
Of course.
Of course, always, right?
Yeah.
And this morning, joining us, we have Howard Blitz from the Freedom Library. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. Everything going good for you?
Excellent. Couldn't be better.
Couldn't be better.
How are you?
No.
So what's new at the Freedom Library?
Oh, my gosh. We're just doing everything.
I know.
It just seems like I'm inundated lately, but that's because of it's the start of the fall semester. We've got our classes starting again,
okay.
Our scholarship classes, which started last week. But we're going to have 7 kids classes coming up during the fall.
Okay.
At various schools.
Kids classes, what age kids?
Age 8 through 13.
Okay.
And we use the Tuttle Twin books written by Connor Boyack for those. And we're going to have classes for 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders.
Okay.
This fall. And we're excited about that. We're looking for volunteers to facilitate those classes. Those classes fit a 5-week time schedule. They meet 1 hour a week.
That's it? 1 hour a week for 5 weeks?
So 5 weeks.
Oh, and that's then, not
the
best.
No. And then the 6th week, we try to provide a field trip for the kids.
Okay.
To have them visit one of the businesses or a place here in Yuma.
Right.
That kind of corresponds to the subject matter that they've been discussing.
And so what is the subject?
Well, there's 12 different books. But, like, we'll go visit a bank. This bank, Yuma, is always very generous with their time. And Jeff Bird down there does a great job with the kids. whenever we talk about money banking, inflation savings, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we have the Tuttle Twins, the Miraculous Pencil, how a pencil is made. And so we try to take in a business, a local business, manufacturing business.
Okay.
The law, we talk about the law, property, plunder, the function of government.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been going down to City Hall and visiting with the mayor.
Okay.
And or a constitution. Wherever we the golden rule, we've got that. That's going to happen this fall. So we talk about treating, you know, how to treat people properly. And so we do. We visited the juvenile hall area there. So they can kind of get an idea of what happens to you.
Yeah.
If you don't treat people very well.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a nice facility.
Yeah,
that's
it's
not what you want to be in.
No.
They do a nice job.
Yeah. But, you know, we visit entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're talking about entrepreneurship, that kind of thing. So we just try to give them an experience where they can see what goes on and how the topic they were discussing for the fall. How that applies.
I'm not familiar with the Tuttle Twins books. This is the first I've seen them. So
yeah.
What are they like?
Well, Connor Boyack has done an unbelievable job of taking an actual book.
Are they long?
Yeah, they're very long. Well, the one on the monetary system is like about,
It's like 8 inches.
Yeah, at least. I mean, they're pretty complicated subjects, and she breaks them down so the kids, these 8 to 15, can understand it. And when I first ran into this, I read the books, and I gave them to my grandson, who at the time was, he was 10.
Okay.
He's 17. And now he knows everything.
Before we got on the radio this morning, I have an 18-year-old who apparently does not know everything and can call mom like 9 times in one day. So anyway.
Now you talk to my daughter.
Okay.
She's going.
Uh-huh. I hear her.
With her 17-year-old son. Anyway.
Believe me, a year from now he might discover he doesn't.
Nah, it's going to take a little bit longer.
Okay.
Now, anyway, he was 10 years old. And I gave him the book to read. And he started talking to me about the Federal Reserve System, inflation, money banking. I'm thinking, how old? He was 10 years old. He was reading this book.
That's impressive. You
know, that is impressive.
The Tuttle Twins and the Creature from Jekyll Island. It's based on the book by G. Edward Griffin,
mm-hmm.
The Creature from Jekyll Island, which is the Federal Reserve System. That's where the Federal Reserve System was created, in Jekyll Island, Georgia. So when he started doing that, okay, if this 10-year-old can do it, other 10-year-olds can do it. So we created these kids' classes.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tuttle Twins and the Miraculous Pencil is based on a little book written by Leonard Reed called I, Pencil. It's about how nobody on the planet knows how to make a pencil. You try to make a pencil by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do it. It takes hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of people, working in conjunction with one another, where they don't even know they're working in conjunction with one another, to make a pencil. Because they go into not just, okay, you got to go chop down a tree,
mm-hmm.
but the people who make the saws, the people who make the metal that makes the saws.
Oh, yeah.
Then you got to go into the coffee shops because these workers have to have a breakfast or a lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all of these people.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the point is, all 7.5 billion of us work together, and we don't even realize that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the point. That's the point of it. Talk about the law, function, you know, how government works, what's the function of the government. So, we've taken our Yuma City Council, our mayor has been very generous with their time, and we've got a chance for them to get down and visit City Hall and all the different departments and that kind of thing. So that's basically what we do with these kids. We try to give them an idea of, you know, what real life is like.
Mm-hmm.
And Connor does a great job of outlining this in these books of his. And it's all about the Tuttle Twins.
Okay.
Brother and a sister. And they have a grandpa that they go to, or not a grandpa, I should say, mom and dad. And then they have a neighbor called Fred.
Okay.
And he does a lot of the teaching too.
Got it. Okay.
And they're learning these life lessons, and they're learning about markets, free markets, about money, about government, about the law, about all this stuff. It's really fascinating how he's been able to actually...
You've read all the books?
Yeah, yeah. I am. They're excellent books. If you really want to understand a subject matter, I'd have any adult read them. Seriously.
I know. I'm kind of sitting back going, I'm going to look these up and see them because I'm like, I'm curious.
Well, we've got them all at the Freedom Library.
Okay.
My granddaughter's five, so she's not ready, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I know.
No, it's exciting. And the schools are very receptive. The teachers are very receptive at the school. So we're looking for facilitators, volunteers to facilitate the class. And like I said, you spend 1 hour a week for 5 weeks going through the book. And there's a workbook that goes that corresponds with every book. And so the kids get an opportunity to work out of that. And so we have just a regular curriculum for 5 weeks.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. So we're excited about that. And, of course, we've got our normal scholarship classes Tuesday and Thursday nights outlining the Constitution and economics.
Perfect. We'll get back to that after we take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
A little more humidity in the air today. Flood watch is in effect from 1 o'clock this afternoon through 1 a.m. early Thursday morning. Mix of clouds and sunshine out there today. Not as hot as we were yesterday. About a 30% chance for showers and storms this afternoon into this evening. And any that we do see would have the potential for very heavy rainfall. Highs right around 100. 83 tonight, partly cloudy tomorrow. Stray shower storm possible. Highs again right around 100. Sunny Friday, 106. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone at the Weather Channel.
When making important life decisions about your financial future or insurance needs, it's important to work with people you trust. That's why at Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't rely on algorithms, bots, or auto-generated answers. We get to know you so we can help you get the right coverage and make smart financial decisions. We're the people who provide insurance and financial planning all in one place. Find a Farm Bureau agent or advisor at fbff.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Hi, I'm Mandy Moore. We can do great things when we stand together. With support from American Airlines, Stand Up to Cancer is closer than ever before to achieving its mission to make every cancer patient into a long-term survivor. Through this incredible collaboration, we are pushing cancer research to new heights. Doctors and scientists, team members, patients and their families all working and standing up to move progress forward. The fight against cancer never stops. Thankfully, new and promising treatments can help save lives now. So get on board and join this mission. To learn more about how you can support this groundbreaking effort and get Advantage Miles, go to standuptocancer.org/AmericanRep.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
And we are back back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Morning.
Good morning. And we have Howard Blitz from the Freedom Library. Good morning.
Good morning, Kim. Good morning, Russ.
So, Howard, I'm used to, we were talking a little bit about your scholarship classes, and, you know, I'm used to seeing the signs up. You know, of course, at the Chamber, we know when those scholarship classes are, but is everybody aware? I mean, I'm sure there's lots of people out there that don't realize that kids can come learn about the Constitution and get the $1,000 scholarship.
Yeah, anybody age 14 and up can stop by. We've got the classes going. They just started last week.
Okay.
There's 12 classes. We meet once a week for 2 hours. In the evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. over at Freedom Library, which is located on Arizona Avenue in the north end of the U.S. Sun newspaper building. And so we, on Tuesday nights, we study the U.S. Constitution. On Thursday nights, we study economics. And that's what we do for 12 weeks, for 2 hours. We study both those subject matters. You're eligible for a scholarship by participating in the class.
Okay.
And then writing a paper 4 to 6 pages long applying what you've learned to your personal life. Because what we're trying to do with these classes, Kim, is to make them personal. How does the U.S. Constitution apply to you?
Mm-hmm.
How does economics apply to you? And that's what we're trying to do. And so if you'd like to give yourself an opportunity to earn a $1,000 scholarship, you can by writing a 4 to 6 page paper after completing the class. Now, a lot of people aren't interested in getting a scholarship.
Mm-hmm. You know,
about half the class is usually adults, maybe over 40, over 30.
Okay.
The other half is ages 14 to 30. So it's a good mix of people, and there's good discussions that happen every week. And everybody brings to the table a different perspective,
mm-hmm.
because everybody's got a little bit different background in their life. And it's great discussions that we have. And what we try to do is we apply what the founders were talking about in the Constitution and with current life situations, what our current situation is, how that's working.
Mm-hmm.
And comparing the Constitution with what's happening in the world.
And how do they compare?
Not a lot of similarities.
Yeah.
But that's the point.
Mm-hmm.
The point is because unless we understand what it's supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
we're never going to be able to raise our hands and say, no, it's not supposed to work with me.
Right.
And that's why we have issues. We don't have a lot of people relatively knowledgeable. I mean, it doesn't take a lot of knowledge to understand the Constitution. It was written for basically anybody to
mm-hmm.
understand. As long as you can read and comprehend things, you'd be able to understand the U.S. Constitution. It's not that complicated. It's a relatively short document.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike the Arizona Constitution, it's a mile long. And if you lived in Alabama, I think it's about 5 miles long.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Some of these state constitutions are like, well, they are. They're more like job policy manuals in the Constitution. But anyway, we just want them to learn and understand economics, you know, why things are working the way they're working, what happens if you do this, what happens if you don't do this,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. And so that's what we do. And we've had several 14-year-olds earn a $1,000 scholarship. We've had a 75-year-old earn.
I don't know if it's more impressive to win the 1,000 or 14 or 75. I mean, both really could appreciate it.
Yeah.
No, it really is.
I'm impressed with a 14-year-old willing to write a 4 to 6 page paper with this kind of assignment.
Yeah. Well, we got a college student
that's pretty
and a high school student. Uh-huh. Right now, there's 6 people in the Constitution class.
Okay.
And there's a college student and a junior high student in there, and the other 4 are all adults.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we didn't get anybody to participate in the economics class.
Really?
Yeah.
Especially this, I mean, with everything that's going on in the world in economics, you'd think that'd be the big one.
We had one lady show.
Okay.
And she and I kind of mutually agreed that, we probably won't do the test because it's tough to do. one person.
Right. There's not as much interaction.
Because the whole idea is to have interaction between several different people. I mean, we've had, you know, we've got six this year in the past season pass. But there's still time to get in if you want. So we just come on down Tuesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. over to Freedom Library. We do have Zoom capability for you.
Okay, so I was gonna ask that because, of course, my college kid is,
well,
you know.
The college student is going to be going to college. She'll be here tomorrow night, but she said she's going to be in San Diego going to school.
Okay,
And I said, no problem. She's got Zoom capabilities.
Right.
You give her the Zoom link, and she'll be meeting with us every night, well, every Tuesday night. As if she's in the class.
Right.
But she'll be able to see the rest of this.
Right, of course,
yeah. It's no big deal. So we have that capability. We want to make it easy for people. I mean, there's only a $50 fee to take the class. You only pay that one time.
Okay.
That just covers the books and materials. And you can take the class as many times as you want. You can earn a $1,000 scholarship twice. You can earn up two scholarships per class.
Really?
Yeah.
So not just one for Constitution, one for Economics, so technically four.
There's four scholarships.
Okay, okay.
Except there won't be any available, I guess, for the Economics classes.
Well, that's true. Well, got it. So,
which is amazing because we try to make it relatively easy for people to earn scholarships, and it amazes me the amount of people who would like to do this. Yeah.
Exactly. As a mom who has recently tried weight, you know, it's like how do we get money for college? And you know, $1,000 it all adds up.
It does. My daughter's running through the same issue.
I'm sure.
She's at her son's case. Start saving your money.
Got it. Exactly.
Do your granddaughters go to your classes?
You know, they started and they don't. They don't understand. The granddaughter and the grandson, neither one of them participates. It's available.
But isn't that always the way it seems like in your own family?
I can't even persuade my own.
Nobody listens to it.
Well, that's been going on for a very long time. I'm used to it.
Somebody's listening. You've given away that many scholarships.
Exactly. We've got people on the side.
Yeah, we've given $125,000 bucks.
Wow.
Over 25 years.
So, Howard, where do you get the $125,000? There's my question.
Funny you should ask.
Yeah.
Because we're having a fundraiser, because that's how we do it. We have a fundraiser coming up October 15th. We have a dinner in Austin about it called Freedom Library's Night for Liberty. And so we try to raise funds through not just this. This is a big fundraiser event, and we haven't had it for the last couple of years because of COVID. But that's been our big signature event in terms of raising funds. Throughout the year, we have donations. We get donations and grants from various organizations and individuals. So that's where we get those money to fund the scholarships and purchase the books and materials.
Okay.
And we also charge for the books and materials through the fees, but they're relatively minimal.
Well, I was going to say, the class is free. You only pay for the material.
Yeah.
Wait, the class? $50 is the material.
Even the kids' classes are free, but you pay for the books and materials.
Got it, okay.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's very minimal. But, so we just raise funds through these events and through our Night for Liberty event coming up October 15th. We're going to hold this over at Lori and Scott McKenna's house over there on Avenue 4.5 E. Lori's a member of our board, and she and Scott have graciously offered their house for us to have our fundraiser. And we're going to have a live auction, a silent auction. Just have a fun time then. We're going to have Janet Jones' musical group over there. They're going to play some music for us. We're going to have I'm not sure if we're going to have a small band or just maybe a DJ.
But with that, we will get back to that after this commercial. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
Strike gold with with the $45,000 Mystery Chest Cash Giveaway at Quachan Casino Resort. Stop by August 13th and 27th for a chance to reach for a mystery bag of loot. You can win up to $5,000 cash. Play with your rewards club card to earn entries. Not a member yet? Sign up today for the chance to win up to $1,000. Strike gold with Quachan Casino Resort's $45,000 Mystery Chest Cash Giveaway. So much, so close. Quachan Casino Resort. Must be 21 and older. Manage to reserve all rights. Call 1-800-NEXT-247 for problem gambling.
It might be hard to imagine, but there's a place where you can find a restaurant on every corner. A place where you can eat like a king for as little as a dollar. It might be hard to imagine, but this is the same place where the school lunches aren't just delicious. They're themed with palate pleasers like mozzarella stick Mondays, taco Tuesdays, and French Fridays. Heck, even pizza counts as a vegetable here. This is a place where the fast food just keeps getting faster. You can even order delivery right from your video game console. And how's the food, you ask? Well, it is to die for. Don't believe us? Just ask the friends and family of the 300,000 who did last year. Welcome to the state of America. Welcome to Obesity USA. Population 115 million and getting bigger by the day. To learn more, go to visitobesity.org. That's visit OBECITY.org. Brought to you by the Pennington Biomedical Research Foundation.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen. And we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
Interest rates are skyrocketing. Inflation is only going to get worse.
War seems likely.
Don't believe all that's said in the media. Come back down to earth and let's cut the bull.
Visit Alexander Flightline Mitsubishi and get the real deal on any brand new Mitsubishi. We have plenty to choose from. We know we've got the Mitsubishi for you. Get your certified pre-owned Mitsubishi with us and make your first payment in 45 days. Only at Alexander Flightline Mitsubishi in Yuma.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And as always, at the bottom of the hour, I do have a few events and notes from the Chamber. First of all, today is our next member mixer. So it is this evening at 5:30. It is going to be at Emerald Springs Senior Living. You can still go. Tickets at the door are $10. One thing I do need to note is if you do plan to attend, out of respect for their residents, they are asking for everyone to wear a mask upon entry to the building and to do a temperature check. The mask can be taken off once you're in the mixer area, so once you're in the atrium, but the mask has to be worn anytime you're out in the other public areas of Emerald Springs. So as you enter, as you exit, and they will also be offering tours, and if you take a tour, you do have to wear a mask for that as well. But tickets are still available. Just show up at 5:30 and pay your $10, and you'll be welcome to come to the mixer. Our next Good Morning Yuma is a very special one. It is going to be on September 8th at Pivot Point Conference Center, and that one we are going to be announcing our latest recipient of the Athena International Award. And that award recognizes usually a woman, although it is open to men now. It recognizes someone who has served as not only a great person for their profession, but they strive to make their community a better place, and they serve as a mentor for young women in the community to make sure that the younger generations are coming up and also being good stewards of their community. After that, September 28th is our next member mixer, and it's going to be at Holiday Inn Yuma. And then, of course, we have those every month, but our big event, our next big event coming up is the Chamber Mega Mixer and Expo. That is going to be October 28th and 29th at the UMass Civic Center. Booths are still available if you'd like to come out. We are inviting the public to come out to see the latest that all of our local businesses have to offer. So I think the booth spaces, last I looked, were about half sold out, so be sure you get your booth space early so that we don't actually sell out. But it's open to the public. It's completely free to the public. Booth spaces cost money, but we've tried to keep them very reasonable. But it is free to the public to attend, so if you want to come see what's going on, come see what's going on. And if you have kids, we are encouraging all of the booths to bring candy. It is Halloween weekend, and that way we can have a safe place for all the local kids to come trick-or-treat. We are doing a costume contest for kids ages, actually, newborn all the way up to age 17.
Oh, newborn. Right?
Newborn, yeah, newborn.
Rusty.
Well, no, but I was just saying they don't object to dressing up.
Exactly. Whereas the 17-year-old might, but you know what? I decided that if there's a teenager that wants to dress up and come possibly win a prize, you know, that they should be able to. So often I always see the costume contest end at like age 12 or 13, and so we have the opportunity. If we don't have any older kids, well, or only one, it's easier to win that way, I guess. But we are doing a costume contest. We will have some performances throughout the day. So it should be a great day for everyone. And the mixer the night before is always a lot of fun. So plan to join us for that. And so with that, we will get back to Chamber Chatter. Of course, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have Howard Blitz from the Freedom Library. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Kim.
Howard.
Good morning, Russ.
And we kind of cut you off because we had to take a break, which is great. But, okay, so...
I want to wear my Cubs uniform, I think, for the mixer.
Can I do that?
We are doing costumes at the mixer. So the mixer is going to be a costume party, and that's where we have prizes for the adults.
Okay.
So the staff, we've been
all... I always wear my Cubs uniform.
Yeah, sorry. I'm gonna wear White Sox just for that.
There you go.
Do that.
That'd be a great picture.
I like you're talking to a Northern Illinois girl, so that's it.
Well, you're talking to a Northern Illinois guy.
Okay, so
I'm the north side, as you got.
Yeah, well, I grew up up west. So,
well, I'm the west side.
Yeah, but
Oak,
yeah.
Oak
so,
Park.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Well, I mean, I went to Northern Illinois University in
I'm
far out west.
Oh, you're
Salem's all farmers,
yeah.
You know. But I used to go to those Sox home opener every year,
You go to Comiskey Park, too.
Whatever it's called now.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called. I can't remember.
Well, and I went to Wrigley. I mean, you can't live up there and not go to Wrigley. I mean, really.
There's no place like that.
Exactly. So you guys you have a fundraising event coming up Saturday, October 15th. What do you have, I mean, as far as like sponsorships, how do people get involved with it?
Well, the way you get involved is contact the Freedom Library.
Okay.
928-246-2327 or stop on by at 2035 South Arizona Avenue, the north end of the UMass Sun newspaper building. Let us know which level. We've got all kinds of sponsorship levels. $5,000 sponsorship gives you 2 gala tables with 16 guests.
Mm-hmm.
Recognition at the event, website and Facebook pages, full-page advertising for your company in the program, prominent placement of company name and logo on a signing, company spotlight and multiple emails, and an option to insert some kind of a promo item in the gala gift bag. Same thing with the George Washington sponsorship, $3,000. You get 1 table with 8 guests. But the same basically, the benefits, recognition at the event, website, Facebook page, advertising in the program, prominent placement of the company name and logo on the phone,
mm-hmm.
and that kind of thing. And we have other sponsorship levels. We have a $1,500 level, James Madison level. We have a Frederick Douglass level at $750. We have a Ben Franklin level of $500. That gets you 2 tickets to come to dinner. Recognition on the Facebook page as well as a business card advertisement in the program. If you don't even want to come to the event, if you just would like to sponsor, for $200, you can do that.
Okay.
Or you can just come to the event for $125. You know, have a nice dinner and listen to some great music and Have just a fun time, because we're going to be auctioning off items. If you've got any auction items that you'd like to donate to the Freedom Library. So they can raise its funds for the scholarships that they, scholarship classes and scholarships, and all the books and materials for the kids classes. Please do so. Let us know. Be glad to take them off your hands and auction them off. It's just going to be a fun evening. There's no real formalized program. Mm-hmm. It's just a fun time. Just come and we're just going to be auctioning items off. Silent and loud.
Silent and loud. I like that. No more silent and live. We're switching to silent and loud options. Got it. Well, I think, you know, getting to the fall season again in Yuma, I refer to it as event season.
There you go.
But it is. I mean, you got something to do every weekend.
Oh, there is so much to do in Yuma. If you can't find something or something, you're not listening. You're not paying attention.
No kidding. I'm like, I find in the fall and in the spring.
There'll be more to do when it gets cooler, too.
Yeah.
But there's plenty now.
There's a lot to do now.
There's a lot to do now. I know. I find my weekends get very busy.
Yeah, it does.
We're
looking forward to October 15th over at William Scott McCullough's house. So, you know, come by the Freedom Library, or like I said, call 928-246-2327 or email us at info@freedomlibrary.org and let us know if you've got something to donate, if you'd like to participate in helping sponsor the event, whatever you'd like to do. We've got a lot of great gifts that we're going to be auctioning off. We're going to have a great time. It'll be a lot of fun.
So, Howard, I mean, you were on the board when I started at the Chamber.
Yes.
So I learned about the Freedom Library relatively early after moving here, but I hadn't visited until a few months later.
Yeah.
So I know you've got the scholarships, and I know you've got the different classes, but on a day-to-day basis, what do you do at the library? And you're going to have to hold that thought, because actually it's already time for another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
This November, Californians will have a choice between two initiatives on sports betting. What's at stake? We have a chance to tax and regulate sports betting to fund permanent solutions to our homelessness crisis. That's Prop 27. Prop 27 generates hundreds of millions every year to get people off the streets and into housing. On the other hand, Prop 26, not a dime to solve homelessness or treat addiction. Prop 27 has strong protections to prevent minors from betting and strictly prohibits betting on youth sports. Prop 26, no protections for minors. Prop 27 helps every tribe, including disadvantaged tribes. Prop 26, a money grab for the wealthiest casino tribes, leaving nothing for disadvantaged tribes. The differences are important, and the choice is clear. Vote yes on 27. Ad paid for by Yes on 27, Californians for Solutions to Homelessness and Mental Health Support, a coalition of housing and mental health experts, concerned taxpayers and digital sports, entertainment, and gaming companies. Committee major funding from Penn Interactive Ventures.
Hi, this is Tony Guingier, excited to be on 560 KVLU for San Diego Padres Baseball. Get the games here and get the complete game schedule at KVLUAM.com.
Padres Baseball on KVLU is brought to you in part by Paradise Casino Sportsbook. There's nowhere better to place your bets than Paradise Casino Sportsbook. So much, so close.
We gather together in communities across the nation to remember and honor, to celebrate and support, to light the night. Join us as we lift our lanterns high in order to move toward a world free of blood cancer. Join us as we light the night for a loved one. Join us. We are the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Our mission is to cure leukemia, lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease, and myeloma. Our aim is to improve the quality of life of patients and their families. Join us. We are LLS. And when we walk, cancer runs. Join your community and help bring light to the darkness of cancer. Join us as we light the night. Find your local event at lightthenight.org. That's lightthenight.org.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
After spending years in foster care,
Lexi worried that she and her brother were too old to be adopted. Thankfully, the siblings were adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I love teenagers. To see how brave Lexi was and how she opened herself up to being in a family, all of a sudden, she's holding my hand and calling me Mom. It was really special.
Every child, no matter their age, deserves to grow up in a safe, permanent home.
Children at every age experience challenges. Teenagers are more complex than young children, but in the best ways.
You're never too old for family. Learn how you can help children still waiting to be adopted from foster care at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Hi, I'm Patti LaBelle. Now, cooking is all about time. Like when it's time to add some salt, time to add some oregano, and when it's time to take it off the burner. Since we're all getting a little older, it's time to get screened for cancer. It could save your life, and it's easier than ever. We'll help you find a screening location that works for you at timetoscreen.org. It's just like cooking, honey. When it's time, it's time. Just call 1-855-53-SCREEN.
Brought to you by Cancer Care and the Community Oncology Alliance.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and of course we have Russ Clark, who's been kind of quiet this morning, but he's here. Good morning,
here.
Russ.
I know
you're here. And we have Howard Blitz from the Freedom Library. Good morning.
Good morning, Kim.
And Howard, I'm going back to where we were interrupted. So, I mean, having been to the Freedom Library, and it looks like the library, there's books on every wall, on every shelf, it's full.
Yep.
But why would I go to the Freedom Library at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday?
Well, you can come and check out books.
Okay.
If you have books to check out, you can come and study, if you'd like. Read.
Come see how Howard's doing.
Come see how I'm
doing.
Well,
that's usually why I stop by.
You can use our computer. You know, people come in and they want to have copies made or they want to get on the computer.
Okay.
The internet service, or they come in and use that. I mean, it's not like we have an onslaught of people. We're not that crowded.
It's a hard place to study if you have an onslaught of people.
Yes, it would be, but it is quiet. We also have the Freedom Library made available to the community for the small groups. We can house up to 20, 25 people for a meeting.
Okay.
So we have that available, and we've had various groups. Our Toastmasters group meets over there.
Mm-hmm.
Our Optimist group meets over there.
Mm-hmm.
So... and we've had Edge Foundation is met over there as well. So it's available to me. But, we just do a lot of planning for the classes, prep time for the classes. Obviously, we're preparing for this bigger event, kind of like a mm-hmm. 15th, our fundraiser, Night for Liberty, that the Freedom Library is putting on to raise funds for all of its programs. We have events throughout the year, one of which is coming up September 17th, because we always celebrate Constitution Day.
Okay.
So September 17th, we'll be over at the Yuma County Library promoting a film about Walter Williams. If you don't know who Walter Williams is, he was an economist, and if they was, he just passed away this past January.
Mm-hmm.
But very, very... articulate gentleman who could discuss economics with you without making it complicated. And so he's going to be discussing in this film about an hour now.
Okay.
And then we'll have an hour's worth of discussion.
Mm-hmm.
From 10 to noon on September 17th, in celebration of the U.S. Constitution. It's called Walter Williams Suffer No Fools. He was one of the most provocative thinkers, commenting on social and political issues of his time. And it's pretty much a commentary on his life, which is a commentary on Black America. So it should be quite fascinating. You might wonder, well, what's that got to do with the U.S. Constitution? Well, the U.S. Constitution is all about economics.
Mm-hmm.
And this gentleman is a very well-known, well-respected economist. He taught at George Mason University.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, when I took my daughter there for the rest of the year. That's really amazing. I wanted to go see him. I really wanted to meet this guy.
Yeah.
He went to his office. So oh. I'm there. And he's from Philadelphia. But he used a lot of his videos in the Utah class.
Okay.
Because of how he's able to stay these topics.
Mm-hmm.
In such a succinct way that it makes sense to people.
Okay.
And so we're going to honor the Constitution banner here. So come down 10 a.m. at the Yuma County Library, Main Library there on 21st Drive, 2959.
Mm-hmm.
10 a.m. to noon. And go watch the video street song.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of the events we have. We plan a declaration for an Independence Day event with the TAD. Where we read the Declaration of Independence. We give a little bit of brief history, what led up to the document.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had two of our fifth graders from our kids' classes actually read the document.
Mm.
So we do a background on the Declaration, how mm-hmm. it came to be. And then we read about it, and then we discuss what happened to these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And actually signed the document because they were basically committing treason against the government.
Right. Yeah.
And most
of them had money. I mean, they had money.
Oh,
they had
yeah.
Money.
Very, yeah. They were not poor people by any stretch of the imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And they all lost quite
mm-hmm.
a bit. Yeah. A lot of them lost their lives.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them lost all their wealth. When they pledged their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor. That's exactly what they did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many people could do that for them. Because that's what they were fighting for.
Yeah, because I learned a lot of my history, I'll admit, on trips to Boston and Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And, you know, because when you're there mm-hmm. and you're seeing everything and you're seeing, you know, you're able to actually, you know, living history, you
yeah.
know, I will admit I learned a lot of it that way.
But it just seems so small when you're in Boston. Everything's like
cool. Yeah.
It does.
Well, even
a small town.
Even the cemetery there on the corner, I can't remember the intersection, but it's just a little old cemetery where John Hancock was
there. Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, holy cow.
Because there's so much, it's bigger than what I read.
Yeah.
I
mean, these people really put it all on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing was, they really didn't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It started off as a letter writing campaign to their, not to their congressman, to their
right.
parliamentarian over there in London. But it kept progressing,
mm-hmm.
getting worse and worse and worse.
Well, they weren't listening.
Kind of, no, they were kind of backed into a corner.
Like, you're in a colony, shut up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of similarities to what was going on back then and what's going on today. I was going to say,
unfortunately, it's only an hour show.
I know. Exactly. But there's a lot of similarities
mm-hmm.
that go on today, which just tells me that real human nature doesn't change.
No.
Mm-hmm.
People like to have control.
That's why it's still valid.
Yeah.
Because it was different because we have the computer.
Well, no, it's not.
Human nature hasn't progressed.
No.
And probably won't.
And still today, not everybody participates. You know, when somebody complains and I hear them, I'm like, well, have you written to your congressman? Have you written to, you know, have you talked to them? And they're like, no. It's still a select few people that...
Well, even if you do write to them, the government doesn't really respond.
No, they don't. Anyway. Not always.
And so, mm-hmm. But these guys that wrote that document were pretty on top of things. I mean,
mm-hmm.
they were very well read, and it wasn't a perfect system by any stretch, but it wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
It really wasn't bad. So hopefully we can get back to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we do. We also have an education forum during the year where we invite somebody in. Hopefully we get a former president of the United States here, William
yeah.
again. He's done that before, and we need to get him back. This COVID thing has
mm-hmm.
Put a damper on a lot of activities.
So which president are you looking at? You're from Chicago, you're looking for Obama?
No, we're looking for a gentleman from Virginia. name is President Taylor.
Oh, that president. Mm-hmm. Not a more current one.
Yeah.
And we hope to have him here.
Okay.
January, February time frame.
Got it. Okay.
So, a lot of people don't know about John Taylor. This is going to be an opportunity for people to get to know who John Taylor was and what a constitutional president was, which is a rare breed.
Well, and so with that, we are, like I mentioned, it's only an hour show. We're almost out of time. So Howard, how do they, again, give us your address. How do they reach out to the Freedom Library?
The Freedom Library is located at 2035 South Arizona Avenue at the north end of the Yuma Sun newspaper building. You can call 928-246-2327 or contact us email info at freedomlibrary.org.
Thanks so much for coming in. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
Safe America. Pray the rosary means one thing to the right and something very different to the left. Back in 1 minute with your politics question of the day.
You can earn a substantial income by farming for the city. All you need to do is take your crop to market and win the competition for the consumer dollars. There is a well-proven strategy for winning this competition. You will find it embedded in MetroFarm, the guide to growing in or near the city for the city.
Ag economist Dr. John Weisson.
Olson's MetroFarms enjoy competitive advantages which allow them to produce more crops per unit of higher quality at less cost than large-scale farms.
Before you plant your seeds, pick up a copy of the Ben Franklin Book of the Year award-winning MetroFarm. Then plant your seeds and win the dollars. MetroFarm.com. MetroFarm.com. MetroFarm.com.
Atlantic contributor Dan Penaton shocked Catholics with his assertion that rosaries are the newest symbols of extremism. The Toronto-based opinion writer contends the battle beads culture of spiritual warfare permits radical traditional Catholics literally to demonize their political opponents and regard the use of armed force against them as sanctified, as the sacramental rosary isn't just a spiritual weapon, but one that comes with physical ammunition. Question for those on the right and the left, which do you think is most likely to save America? Praying the rosary or equating rosaries with extremism.
If you test positive for COVID-19 and are high risk for severe illness, speak with your doctor about available treatment options. They may suggest monoclonal antibody treatment. Monoclonal antibodies are proteins that boost the immune system's ability to fight off harmful viruses. If taken early after testing positive, you may reduce your risk of becoming seriously ill from COVID-19.
A message from the American Lung Association.
She was screaming and crying. I've never seen her like that in my life.
You're who you've always been.
So we ended up calling the doctor, and he said, this isn't just an ear infection.
You always had it in you.
This is our daughter, and we didn't know how to help her.
To fight monsters and win.
Every day, thousands of kids like Gwen enter a Children's Miracle Network hospital. And for many of them, they're fighting for their lives. Children's hospitals are underfunded, which is why these hospitals rely on community support. 100% contributions made at helpkidstoday.org. Go to your local member children's hospital so they can spend it on their most urgent needs.
It's life-changing for a kid like Gwen.
We can't change their diagnosis, but together, we're changing their future. For ways to help, visit us at helpkidstoday.org. helpkidstoday.org.
The preceding show on 560 KVLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KVLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them.
The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the one-hour air conditioning and heating studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.